This is Selectman Arch Police from Islesboro, who is very important in this process.
Thank you, Becky. Islesboro's right out there, just past the red marker. It's nice to see so many people from the LPG struggle in Searsport. I bring that up because on April 4th of this year, the Searsport Planning Board rejected the DCP proposal for the 24 million gallon tank and all the shipping and rail and bus tanker that would service that facility. That proposal included a permit from the Army Corps of Engineers that included a Coast Guard assessment that no additional dredging would be needed in the Searsport Harbor to accommodate the DCP proposal that included, of course, 850, 900-foot international tankers. That's the Army Corps of Engineers permit. So on April 4th, the Searsport Planning Board rejected that application. On April 6th, 2 days later, the Army Corps of Engineers announced this million cubic yard proposal. Many of us who were involved in the LPG's effort and struggle thought we were going to get a little time off. But immediately, we were back into it. The Islesboro Board of Selectmen, in response to the Islesboro Islands Trust request, Steve Miller, Executive Director, reviewed the matter and unanimously agreed that we should call upon the Corps of Engineers to conduct an environmental impact statement so all of this information that the legislators have outlined could be fairly and thoroughly reviewed by all parties, and all information would be discussed and considered. We followed that up again in September with another letter, not having heard anything from the Corps. It seems to us just very simple that living in a democracy, in a republic, our lifeblood is information, reports, commentary, disagreement, debate, newspapers, television stations. That's the way we have come to operate over almost 300 years. It's very simple. The Army Corps of Engineers, all it has to do is agree to have an environmental impact statement. Then all of us with different points of view, different material to bring to the table, can hash it out and see what's best for the harbor, for the bay, for the islands within it, for the communities in the region. In the LPG matter, I was very pleased that 11 towns in this area, in the bay, voluntarily joined in, first to ask for more information about the proposed DCP application, and then finally to oppose it. And I'm hopeful that the same thing will happen again. North Haven has, Board of Selectmen have joined with Islesboro. We hope that Belfast and Camden and Rockport and Castine and all the towns surrounding this dredging and will be affected, as been pointed out here, will once again get into this and put pressure on our legislators at the national level to urge the Corps to do the right thing and conduct environmental impact statement. Thank you all for coming today.